Welcome to the Integration Podcast, your guide to enterprise integration.
Okay, and welcome to this episode of the Integration Podcast. One of the things that I've seen a lot of going on is the event space and what's actually happening in that one. And a couple of weeks ago, I saw Ramesh Jugalan said he was getting a job as a Kafka architect together with PI, and I thought, well, that sounded really interesting. I'd like to know a little more about where Kafka fit into that space. So I'm really glad that Ramesh is able to join me. Ramesh, thanks for being on the show. Could you tell me who you are?
Thanks, Daniel. Basically, this is Ramesh Jugalan. I'm basically from SAP integration background. So where I have started my career with your business connector, web methods, and then XI to PO. Okay. I'm certified in SAP PI and as well as web methods. Okay. So like from last few months, I've started working on the SAP integration space using Kafka. Okay. So we are talking about two different applications. So one is the existing architectures, that is monolithic architecture. The other one is about the future applications which are moving towards microservices architecture.
Okay. And I guess that's an interesting topic. And talking at these different events, it seems like SAP and the cloud platform, it's all about microservices. And I guess a lot of other places, it's about creating microservices. And as you said, the SAP platform, the PI, is all monolith application that has everything contained, but they need to interact or maybe be converted into a microservices architecture. And that poses some challenges. One of these challenges is the event space, right?
Yeah. So events is something, I mean, which may not play much bigger role in the SAP space. Okay. But events is something which plays a bigger role in your microservices architecture, where you have a CRM or customer-based applications where a lot of ping pong and events are occurring continuously in the systems. Okay. It can be your events in your Uber, where you're booking cab service is one of the event. Okay, and confirmation of the cab and getting the details of your cab is another event. Okay, so there will be multiple events going on in the applications which we are using everyday life. Okay, even in your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Netflix, lot of events the users will be doing on the UI application.
So an event is something that occurs, or a transaction that happens, or in an SAP terms, an order is created or changed or something like that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So when we look into a monolithic application, we talk about synchronous integration. Okay. So for example, on the any UI file, okay, user has booked or created a purchase order. Okay. So it goes to your backend system and gets your purchase order number and all those details once it's successfully created. This is nothing but your synchronous integration. Okay. So your call is waiting for your response.
Okay. And you've got like a full transaction
Full transaction.
Okay. It can roll back if something happens and stuff like that.
Yeah. If you just take an example of 1 million purchase orders are getting created, how much hardware we have to use per day or per few hours? Okay, it will be a large integration, and you have to have a large size of backend system. All these things will come into the picture because your synchronous integration will consume your CPU, your memory, and it leads to your performance. Okay, so when you come to your microservices or monolithic architecture or microservice architecture, how this application works, I'll tell you. So in the Uber, you book the cab. Okay. You book the cab. That ends the call there. Okay. You're booking a cab, but you're producing a message. Okay. You produce a message. So the backend system will take that and will process and will confirm your cab through another message, and it will produce a message into the, again, message queue, okay? And again, your front-end application will continuously polling the consumer queue and will consume that message and will push it to your Uber app, okay? Now the correlation happens at your UI layer. Okay, you have pushed the message and you subscribe to the message. Your correlation happens at your UI layer and at your backend layer. Okay, so on the UI you will get your cab number and your cab driver contact, etc. Okay, so here what is happening is you're breaking your synchronous call, and you're subscribing to another call where you're getting the message and you're correlating in your front end. Okay, so that's where your performance of the system and you can handle large number of messages in few seconds if you do this kind of integration. Okay,
so this is all about not wanting the response immediately, but just say, this is what I want. When you have time, give me some information back.
It does not behave like that. So it does not behave actually, but your continuous publishing and subscribing will be continuous, so that you feel that it happened in very few seconds or milliseconds and you get the update immediate. So you feel like you are working with your synchronous interface in the backend, but actually it is not happening. It is happening via your publish and subscribe mechanism, which happens continuously without any break.
Okay, so you just have for the Uber, I would create a request for it. There would be one application that are listening for queues in that specific, or messages in that specific area, and then routing that to the driver that where it makes sense, and send a push notification, or he would listening on the other queue for his bookings.
Yes, both gets correlation and subscription.
Okay, so that was events. Then how does that tie into an enterprise world? Because I guess most companies would say, we are not Ubers, we need the confirmation that these things happen at most times.
Kafka is not a platform where you don't have large number of customers or large number of events. Okay, so Kafka is useful if you're talking about your big data platform and you have a lot of events or transactions happening between customers and application or enterprise system. Then only Kafka is really useful. Otherwise, Kafka is
overhead. Or
yes, overhead, and it's an expensive licensing cost is involved in that.
Okay, so I thought Kafka it's an Apache project, right?
Now the license is moving. Licensed, it has been bought up by Confluent and it has been licensed now. Okay. Apache Kafka is still an open source, but bigger enterprise don't get into this Apache free software tools.
Okay, cool. Would this thing then correspond to my enterprise world also, where I just want to have a microservice for my customer in my web shop that will just send these orders in, and then customers eventually, once we're processing enough of these orders at a time, they would get a response saying your purchase has been confirmed and you would get it whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll give a use case where exactly the Kafka and PIPO comes into picture. Okay. You have an ERP applications as an SAP platform. You might have ERP, SAP CRM, supply chain management solutions, etc. in your landscape. But at the same time, you might have banking or insurance domain. You might have a lot of customer base and where they're going to do the transactions, okay, with the banking system. So where you have a big data platform, okay. But end of the day, both has to be synchronized on a consolidation basis. So in that case, most of the people are using Kafka as an enterprise middleware, okay, which every message has to flow through your enterprise middleware. Okay, it does not mean that your PI is capable of talking and talks to any other application. So in that case, so if you have to talk to PIPO through Kafka, there is no standard tool, or as we have already experienced, PIPO will be the best fit for the SAP ERP integration. No, not any other middleware has that capabilities of your debugging, monitoring, and native integration. Okay, so all these capabilities are missing with all the middlewares, including Kafka. Okay, so PIPO will act as a gateway to SAP. Okay, if the messages are flowing to SAP applications through inbound or outbound, then Kafka has to use your PIPO as a gateway so that you can have an reliable middleware and there will be no loss of messages. Otherwise, SAP has to directly push the messages to Kafka, will always lead to a lot of maintenance issues and loss of messages.
Okay. So Kafka does it support REST or something like that?
Yeah, or? they have a RESTful API service where we can use them and we can produce the messages as well as we can consume the message.
Okay. So in most cases, you would have the Kafka cloud or whatever it is component, the PI between all the ERP, all the SAP components, just to ensure that there's reliability in delivery and stuff like that. And monitoring. Yes. Okay.
So I have seen my experience, like some non-SAP MDM application is directly calling their or like calling the Kafka system through RESTful API. Now they're having a lot of maintenance issues, like messages are failing and missing and they're getting some errors and they don't have ownership where it has been failed and which system is responsible for that error. These kind of things, I'm able to see in the production environments. So if Kafka is directly integrated with ERP without using PIPO, even I can say an example, SAP ERP can call your RESTful API service without PIPO. Okay. If you are doing that, then you don't have track of the message. You don't have log of the message, where it has been gone, what is coming, what is going out of SAP and what is coming into SAP. There will be no track and it will lead to a lot of maintenance issues, loss of messages, and untrackable solutions.
Okay, so PI is kind of a requirement for that those use cases.
Yes.
But so Kafka doesn't have this reliability built into it?
Into it, it will have. But when it comes to your network and when you're calling some other system, then there will be a question of reliability. And Kafka is simply a streaming platform. And we can also call it a streaming platform broker application.
One other thing with events, I think with SAP, they were talking a little. So they are also enabling events on the cloud or on S4 cloud, I think, where you could set up events that if purchase order were created, it will trigger an event and then execute a Lambda function, which would also be in the microservices architecture. But an event, would you then, is that then customizable what you put in that event payload? If you, for instance, just put the order information, or if you really put a customer wants all these things and order this this scenario?
Simply speaking, in the integration terminology, event is a message with source of trigger. Okay, with a source of trigger. Okay, when I say source of trigger, event is something, it has been, a message has been pulled from source application. Whenever that particular event has been occurred, means somebody has created a purchase order in the system, that is nothing but an event, but that message has to be pushed to the Kafka producer topic.
Okay, so the event would basically just contain the SAP ERP system has created this order.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it would not contain information about the order, but just the order number.
It can be a payload message which is also part of an event. Okay. So it can be pushed to, I mean, why we say events is Kafka cannot pull or push on its own by a standard feature, but there is a customized solution for that. By standard, it's only a messaging broker system. Somebody has to push and somebody has to pull.
Okay. I guess in the events queue, when you're picking up messages from this system, either you would have some special adapter or I guess you will create some component that will then listen for this specific event and send it to the PI if that is your end system or whatever you have.
Yeah, so like Kafka provides some of the connectors, like standard you have RESTful API and they have producer APIs and consumer APIs, okay, which And apart from this, they have Kafka Connect, where there are certain type of connectors available, which we have to leverage and call those connectors, in turn, which communicates to your actual topics in the Docker application. One point I want to say, without using this Advanco adapter also, okay, with the standard RESTful API proxy, which is there in the Kafka client application, we can connect PIPO for both producing as well as consuming the messages with more or less like standard features, and with small UDFs for lookups to get the subscription and to get the instance. Otherwise, it more or less like a standard PI supports to integrate with Kafka. Except in case of Kerberos integration, if you have to implement Kerberos, then again, you have to use Java mapping kind of concept and get the Kerberos authorization, and then you can publish or subscribe the message.
Yeah, then I guess it becomes a little more complicated.
Yep. I mean, that is the way people are looking at the enterprise level. I mean, they're looking for Kerberos authentication. If it is an SSL basic authentication, or your SAML is supported by REST, there is no need of except if your enterprise pushes for Kerberos.
Okay. What's then the difference between this and the IBM MQ or something like that? Is it the same, or what's the difference between message queuing and this?
Okay, so it's an scalable system, auto scalable system. Okay. With your standard programs or standard infrastructure, what do you say, commands, it can be increased on a huge base. I mean, huge millions of transactions it can process within few minutes. Okay, that is the capability of it. And it is a scalable, like any bigger size of message you can publish and you can subscribe. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's like in a, I can say it's in scalability is very dynamic in Kafka.
Okay, so where MQ, it's the same concept. You put a message into something and multiple systems would listen on it.
That's it, same. But baseline is same.
But it's just more scalable for these different kind of clustering or whatever you have in your landscape now. Okay, cool.
This microservices architecture, what we are talking, so it is increasing the integration space between the applications running in the enterprise. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the reason they have thought of like a streaming application requirement in the enterprise. And that's the reason the Kafka baby is born into the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. There is a lot of scope for the integration space in the microservices architecture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So it will give some more work to do with integrating all these new things.
So middleware and integration guys should be happy.
We don't really know what's coming on, so that's always good. Yeah. Cool. Yes, I definitely got a lot clearer about some of these things. Really, thanks for sharing. I thought it was just Kafka and events, but actually I thought we got pretty far around some of these different topics. So Ramesh, thanks for joining. How do we get... or how do people get access to you? Is through LinkedIn? Put your link in the show note or your name in the profile in the show note so people can reach out if they have any Kafka challenges and want some help with that.
Sure, definitely, Daniel. Thanks for, getting to know each other and getting to know about Kafka and even exposing it to the market. And
yes.
I'm ready to answer the questions if the guys have any doubts on that space.
Cool. Thanks, Ramesh. Thanks for joining. If you like this episode, please give it a like, share it on your show, favorite social media so people would get some information about what this event thing is going on and get exposed to this thing. So thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.